the 2000 census shows there's been a resurgence in many of the nation's urban areas. Some cities have grown for the first time in decades. Others have seen their population declines slowing down. Much of the growth has been stimulated by immigrants who come looking for work and help breathe new life into city neighborhoods. NPR's Pam Fessler visited one such area, New Brunswick, New Jersey.
It's very cold at 5 in the morning outside Nielsen Staffing, a temporary employment agency in downtown New Brunswick. But dozens of immigrants, most from Central and South America, have come here, as they do on most mornings. Many are looking for work. Others need transportation to jobs they've already been assigned. Valania came to New Brunswick about a year ago from Costa Rica. She smokes a quick cigarette before boarding a white van, which today will take her to a nearby warehouse to pack cosmetics.
People come here very early because the first time come, first time serve. And there isn't that much job right now, and there are a lot of people who are looking for jobs.
Today, Valania will earn $7 an hour. That's far more than she could get back home, assuming she could find any work at all.
Valentin Ramirez, Ricardo Diaz.
Inside the agency, owner Ken Nielsen tries to meet the demands of the region's employers as best he can. Today, he'll place about 300 workers. He'll transport about half to their jobs because there's no other way for them to get there. His agency is only one of about a dozen in this neighborhood, known as Little Mexico. Nielsen says there's a big demand in the state for unskilled and semi-skilled labor, even with the economic slowdown. He won't list his clients, but immigrants say they've worked at factories and warehouses for some big names, like L'Oreal or Barnes & Noble. Nielsen says most Americans don't want these jobs. He's always looking for workers.
There's no place to get them in America other than the new immigrants that are coming into this country, just as for centuries has happened. It was the Irish at one point. It was the Germans at one point. It was the Polish at one point. It happens to be now, in this area, the Hispanics.
And they've come here in droves. The population of New Brunswick grew more than 16% during the 1990s to almost 49,000. That's after decades of almost no growth at all. The same thing has happened in many of New Jersey's older industrial areas. Paterson, Passaic, Jersey City, Elizabeth all grew in the last 10 years. In New Brunswick, the city's Hispanic population rose 135% to almost 19,000 people. And locals say the real numbers are higher, that thousands of immigrants weren't counted. Many are here illegally and don't want to draw attention. But it's hard not to notice. One of the city's main streets is lined with Mexican and Spanish grocery stores, travel agencies, and restaurants. Older immigrants have opened many businesses to serve the newcomers. At Costa Chica restaurant, hundreds of pieces of tortilla are being fried into chips. Owner Felix Rojas is proud of this place. He came to the United States 13 years ago from Oaxaca, one of Mexico's poorest states. Rojas says he came because his brother, who was already in the United States, called and said, "Come, there's work here." For years, that work was for others, like washing dishes in someone else's restaurant. But 2 years ago, Rojas opened his own restaurant. He opened a second one 8 months ago. As he talks, Rojas begins to cry, using paper napkins from the table to wipe his eyes. He says he's thinking about life in Mexico and his life now.
You know, I am happy I have my wife and two daughters. This is the life.
Sitting nearby, Manuel Solano says it's the same story for many Mexicans. Solano followed his brother to New Brunswick. His brother followed an uncle. Each helped the other get started. They all wanted better lives for their children.
To be honest, back in my country, we are, my family in special, we are really poor. Sometimes we don't have no food on the table, you know. Since we came here, everything has changed, you know. Here, you know, we can get anything we want.
6 years ago, Solano decided that what he wanted was to form a soccer league in New Brunswick. He started with 14 teams. Now there are 62. But he and his brother also realized there were no soccer stores in the area. So for a year and a half, they both worked two full-time jobs to raise enough money so they could open a store of their own.
New Jersey and the greater New York region is now going through really the second great transformation of the past 100 years.
James Hughes is dean of the Edward J. Blaustein School of Planning and Public Policy at Rutgers University. From his downtown office, Hughes can see some of the city's latest revitalization efforts, including theaters and restaurants. Nearby is the headquarters of Johnson & Johnson, a company that decided to stay in New Brunswick when many corporations headed for the suburbs. Hughes says 100 years ago, immigrants from Germany and Italy came here to work at J&J's factories. Today, a second wave of immigrants has been drawn to the region by the new economy, telecommunications, pharmaceutical firms, and others. Many of the immigrants are highly skilled, like Asian Indians who have flooded nearby Edison Township. But Hughes says the new economy requires all kinds of workers.
Whether it's maintenance of buildings, cleaning of buildings, doing the gardening work, the lawn work, or working as laborers in terms of construction and the like, all those are sort of unsung, but the economy would slow dramatically were those workers not available to do those types of jobs.
He says New Brunswick's story is being repeated in many areas of the country, especially in such traditional gateway regions as New York and New Jersey, California and Illinois. Hughes says the immigrants are fixing up housing and bringing vitality to old neighborhoods. But there are also costs. The diversity of the new immigrant population has strained local school systems. There are health concerns, housing needs, and problems with transportation. Several years ago in New Brunswick, there was an influx of Hispanic gangs. But immigrants here are also getting a lot of support. Many turn to Our Lady of Mount Carmel Church, which serves the area's growing Hispanic community. It offers English lessons so parishioners can get jobs. It helped organize Alcoholics Anonymous groups to deal with a serious local problem. The parish also tries to assist immigrants with passports and other paperwork. Others in the city worry about a high infant mortality rate and the large number of teenagers who drop out of school. Jeffrey Vega is president of New Brunswick Tomorrow, a nonprofit social service organization. He says the dropout rate is a big problem for Hispanics. Social workers get a monthly list of dropouts.
They actually go to the person's house, sit down, talk with them, ask them, why did you leave, and how can we get you back into either going back to the school if there is time, or going to Adult Learning Center to complete their GED or adult high school diploma.
He says many girls drop out because they're pregnant. The boys leave school to get a job. Irma Shaw is president of the Mexican-American Chamber of Commerce for Central New Jersey. She hopes the new census numbers will help Hispanics become a more visible force, so they can not only get such problems addressed, but be recognized for what they have to offer.
We used to be ghosts. We didn't exist. We were there, but we didn't exist. But now the numbers say, yes, we're there.
And for the most part, she says, they are to stay. Just like the immigrants before them. Pam Fessler, NPR News, New Brunswick.